something that's very important today, okay? As we talk about our youth series, because we believe that it is very timely for us to talk about yung topic natin. You know why? Kasi we just started our SEM. For some of you, nag-start na yung SEM nyo. Okay, nag-start na. Sino sa inyo may mga exams na? Ayan, meron na. Grabe. Okay, yung iba sa inyo, you're just about to start your school ng August. Tama ba? Sino yung August ang start ng klase? Ayan, may echo yata ako. Okay, may feedback. Okay, so regardless kung nag-start na yung school year nyo or magsisimula pa lang, di ba, one thing that we want to accomplish in our school year is that we would have success and excellence in our academics, right? Tama ba yon? Gusto nyo ba ng mga uno, yung matataas sa grade? Yeah. Sa high school, gusto nyo ba ng mga 100%? Ayan, di ba? Wala naman nagplano sa atin dito that as we enter the SEM, plano natin, ako gusto ko talaga, ilang subjects kaya yung ife-fail ko this SEM? Diba? Siguro yung chemistry, sobrang hirap eh. Babagsak ko na lang yan. Or ano kayang subject yung iti-take to ko? Babagsak ko, tapos uulitin ko ulit next SEM. Diba? Or next SEMs. Diba? Hindi pa nakontento sa isa, diba? No one in this room, I believe, planned to fail or experience failure in our academics, right? But one thing that I know, and one thing that we believe here in Victory is that with proper preparation, with good instruction, and even a good setup, we could actually experience success, okay? Not just in our academic life, but also in sa life in general, okay? But for us to be able to actually have that success in life, one thing that we know, the choices that we have to make should be right, okay? It is a vital skill for us to learn how to make the right choices. Okay? We need to learn how to make the right choices kung gusto nating maging successful. And I realized, pag pinag-usapan yung choices, sobrang importante nito. Okay? For some situations, yung choices natin is actually life and death. Okay? So, I want to show you a video, someone na naintindihan niya, gaano ba talaga ka-importante yung choices? Because he was faced with a situation na meron torn siya. Alin ba ang gagawin? Ano bang choice yung pipiliin ko? Aling choice yung kukunin ko? Okay, so I want you to watch this video. Okay. Kung kayo yon, anong gagawin nyo? Di ba? Obviously, it was a life and death situation. Kailangan niyang mag-decide. Kailangan niyang pumili ng choice. Okay? I realize every day of our life, okay, we also have sets of choices that we have to make. Hopefully, hindi tayo abot sa point na ganun na yung situation natin. But in reality, pagising pa lang natin, we would know, we could attest that life is full of choices. Okay, pagising pa lang natin, dahil nag-alarm na yung alarm clock natin, we will have to make a choice. Diba? I-snooze ko ba o hindi na? Gigising na ako, diba? Pag gumising tayo, tapos bumangon na tayo, magdi-decide tayo, magtutoothbrush ba ako at maliligo o diretso na sa klase? Late na eh. Diba? Pag nandun ka na sa klase mo, you'll have to decide. Or nandun ko na sa school nyo, papasok ba ako dito sa classroom para makinig sa teacher ko o sisimple na lang ako, kakat muna ako, magdodota muna ako, tatambay. Ha? Or magdi-decide ka kapag nandun ka na sa klase mo, makikinig ba ako doon sa lecture? Okay? Or mag-doodle ako, or magte-text ako, or pasikreto ako mag-Facebook. Diba? Or probably, pag nandito kayo, di ba, nito kayo sa Victory, umatin kayo ng youth service, magdi-decide kayo kung makikinig ba kayo sa preacher, sa nagsasalita sa harap nyo, or you will be on the lookout. Sino kaya ang cutie dito at ano, kata-cute? Sino ang cute at kata-cute dito sa place na to? Parang, we always have choices. I remember there was this one guy who was evaluating his choices and he was really proud that he was able to make a good choice. Sabi niya sa friend niya, "Well, pare, I'm really happy kasi kanina, I think I made a good choice." Sabi niya, "Bakit?" Sabi niya, "Kasi kanina, I was planning to go here, tapos naisip ko, gusto kong makatipid. Ngayon, ang ginawa ko, yung choices ko, ano bang gagawin ko? Maglalakad ako o magji-jeep?" So, ang ginawa ko, para ma-make sure kung makakatipid ako, ang pinili ko, pumara ako ng jeep. Tapos pagtigil sa akin ng jeep, kumaripas ako ng takbo papunta rito. So, nakatipid ako ng 8 pesos kasi hindi ako nag-jeep. Sabi nung kaibigan niya, "Eh pare, wrong choice. Kasi hindi ka nakatipid masyado nun. Dapat taxi yung pinara mo. Diba? Para mas malaki na tipid mo." Okay, so paki-explain na lang po sa katabi. Kung mukhang hindi na-gets ng iba, magagets nyo rin po yan. Okay, so choose to ask later. Anong ibig sabihin? Okay, so choices. And bakit ko sinasabi to? Kasi I realize that we always have a choice. Okay? Sabihin mo nga sa katabi mo, "You have a choice." We always have a choice. And to prove that, I want to bring us to the Word of God. To prove that, I want us to read the Word of God. And can I invite everyone to please stand in reverence of God's Word? Sabi ko na, we always have a choice. I want you to read the scripture in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12. Sabay-sabay tayo, ha? Simulan natin doon. 1, 2, 3. "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time that you have gathered everyone in this room. I pray, God, that as we talk about choices, God, we would understand, God, your plan and your will for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, sabi ko kanina, di ba, we all have choices. And actually, pag binasa ulit natin yung scripture, sabi doon that there is a way. Okay? Siguro siguro pwede nating i-rephrase yan. There is a choice. There is an option. Okay? Sinasabi lang ng Bible that actually, it's but natural for us individuals to have a choice. Okay? Lahat tayo, may choice tayo sa pagising pa natin. May choice na tayo. Okay? Hanggat may buhay yung katabi mo, may choice yan. Okay? So, hindi tayo dadating sa point na no choice. Okay? No choice na ako. Kung siguro man may mga application man tayo ng no choice are to those things that God has already pre-selected for us. Okay? Ano yung mga pin-reselect sa atin ni God? Kung siguro kung ano yung surname mo, di ba? Diba? Hindi ka naman nakapili. Sino ba sa inyo nakapili kayo ng pangalan? Baka pinili siguro Gates na yung pinili nyo, di ba? Or probably C. Ha? Walang inisip ko nga, kung kayo ba makakapili kayo ng second name or ng first name nyo, pipili kayo? Diba? Ako, nung bata ako, I always dreamed na kung makakapili ako, gusto ko yung pangalan ko, may second name. Jerry lang kasi pangalan ko, pero gusto ko may second name ako. Yung second name ko, cum laude. Kaya pag tinawag yung pangalan ko sa graduation, Desagun Jerry, cum laude. O, diba? So, pero obviously, I didn't have the choice. So, Jerry lang po ang aking pangalan. But, di ba yung names natin, hindi tayo nagkaroon ng option, hindi tayo nagkaroon ng choice. Di ba yung parents natin, hindi natin napili kung sino sila. Di ba? Yung complexion natin, di ba? Kung maitim ka, medyo maputi, sobrang puti, or sobrang, sa tingin mo, sobrang itim. Di ba? Pag patatuka, hindi kita. Di ba? Parang ganun. So, kailangan snowpick yung gamit. Parang ganun. Di ba? Hindi natin napipili, or probably yung height natin. Diba? We don't get to choose our height. Or probably itsura ng mukha natin. Diba? Are you glad na hindi nyo kamukha yung katabi nyo? Yeah, diba? With conviction. But you know what? Those things, listen up, those things are things that God pre-selected for us because God believes, Because God believes. I was saying, because God believes that it is for the best na ganun yung itsura nyo, yung background nyo. Diba, walang aksidente dyan sa mukha nyo. Na-imagine nyo kung yung mukha nyo may aksidente, baliktad yung ilong. Diba, pag umuulan, nalulunod kayo. Diba, parang... Pero pin-reselect na ni Lord. Ganun ang itsura nyo. Tamang-tama lang. And now, for the rest of the things in our life, God said, I'm gonna give this man, this woman, a choice. Okay? So we all have choices. We are born with it. Actually, when we talk about choice, it is a gift of God. Ganon si God. Si God, binigyan niya tayo ng choice. Hindi niya tayo ginawang, okay, Ryan is born and he is a robot. Diba? Hindi ganon. When he created us human beings. He created us as people who has a choice. And it is very important for us to understand that choice is something that is given to us by God. Kasi sometimes, given a situation, sometimes we prefer not to utilize that choice. Di natin ginagamit. Kasi minsan we feel like, naku, nakaka-stress pag may choice, kapag may pipili ka pa. Yung tipo nagkasama kayo, nag-meet kayo ng mga barkada mo, tas pag-uusapan nyo, uy, saan tayo kakain? Ikaw. Hindi, ikaw mag-decide. Parang, turuan na kayo ng turuan, di ba? I was trying to look at the internet, tapos, di ba, common sagot natin, saan tayo kakain? Kahit saan? Kano kakain? Kahit ano? Nakita ko po to. Sabi ko, very genius. Saan tayo kakain? Kahit saan? O, dyan. Kung hindi nyo nakikita, specialty. Kahit ano. Okay? So, hindi na kayo mahirapang pumili. Di ba? Sa ngayon? But the thing is, there are times that when it comes to choices, di ba, minsan pinagtatawa na natin, di ba? Nakakatawa naman yung certain choices na buhay. But the reality is, there are things that are seemingly laughable when it comes to choices kasi parang hindi naman significant yung effect nito sa buhay natin. But also, there are things that are very crucial in our life. Very crucial that it could cause us certain things important to us, probably our future, probably our life, probably the things that are very important to us na masisira or madidestroy. Okay? That's why, pag binigyan tayo ni God ng gift, I want you to understand that it is something important. So if God gave us the choice, if we all have a choice, my hope is that we would choose to choose. Okay? So we all have a choice, choose. That's my encouragement for all of us. We always have a choice, choose. Don't let any other person decide for you. Don't let, kasi ito na lahat yung ginagawa ng barkada ko, di ba? Doon na rin ako, yun na rin yung gagawin ko, di ba? Kasi ito yung peer pressure, tinatawag nilang peer pressure. Kasi pumupunta sila dyan, di pupunta na rin ako dyan. Kung ginagawa nila to, gagawin ko na rin. Lahat sila, ano? Lahat sila may nagyoyosi. Magyoyosi na rin ako. Diba? Lahat sila into pornography. Magpo-porn na rin ako. Diba? But the thing is, we have to choose for ourselves. We have to decide because it is a gift of God. Bakit ganun na lang ka-importante yung choices na ginagawa natin? It leads me to my second point because our choices moves us to a destination. Our choices moves us to a destination. According to the Bible na binasa natin kanina, diba sabi nun, there is a way. Okay? There is a way that leads to somewhere. Can you flash that scripture again? Okay, sabi dun, sa Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Ibig sabihin, a way, any choice is actually leading to somewhere or to a particular destination. Our choices, okay, leads us or moves us to a certain destination. Hindi lang nito pinagagalaw tayo. Dinadala nito tayo sa isang lugar o isang sitwasyon. Okay? So, and we have to understand that intention natin is not enough for us to get to our destination. Okay? Our intention is not enough for us to get to our destination. Okay? Kanina sabi ko we all have choices, di ba? I used to think that when it comes to choices, it is like this. Parang isang box lang na meron ako. But when I realized that choices are meant to bring me somewhere, it moves me to a destination, I realized na hindi lang siya box. Okay, it's actually, okay, an arrow. Imagine niyo na lang, arrow buo siya. Okay, hindi nasa loob ng box. It is an arrow. Okay, for the physics majors here, di ba, it is a vector. Okay, so, ibig sabihin, it moves us to a certain direction. It is not static. It is flowing. Okay? It is meant to bring us somewhere. It is pointing to a particular direction. So, halimbawa, itong choice ko, hindi siya parang stationary. Yung choice, ibig sabihin, it points us there, here, up there, or here. Okay? May papupuntahan. May pinagdadalhan yung choices natin. Okay? Ang tanong, if that is the case, are the choices that you are selecting or choosing right now bringing you to the destination that you desire? Lahat tayo may particular destination tayo na gustong marating eh. Lahat tayo, I asked you want to be successful in your academics. You want to have high grades. But does the decision that you make today bring you to have high grades in the end? Does your lifestyle pagkakatapos ng klase nyo or during klase nyo reflect the destination that you want to reach? Yung choices ba na ginagawa natin, pinipili natin today, is it actually bringing us, okay, to the destination that we intend to go? Okay? Let me cite some examples of good intentions. Diba? I'm sure a lot of us, okay, we want to have to graduate with honors. Okay? So may honor tayo pag graduation. We want to be closer with God. Diba? Ayaw naman natin na parang, Lord, nandiyan ka ba? Parang yung may feeling ka lagi na parang anytime magkasala ka, may kikidlat, tapos tatamaan ka. Diba? You want to have that close relationship with God. Diba? We want to have good friends. Diba? Sino sa inyo gusto nyo ang friends nyo? Balasubas. Diba? Parang, balasubas ka, best friend na tayo. Wala, diba? O kaya gusto nyo, you want ano, lahat tayo gusto magkaroon ng right partner. O yung halimbawa, kung lalaki ka, gusto mo makasama mo yung si right girl, okay, di ba? Yung right woman. Di ba, gusto mo ba yung parang, ay nako, nung na-meet ko siya, na-burden yung buhay ko. Nahirapan ako. Di ba, dati malagubo ko, ngayon wala na. Di ba, parang ganun. You don't want that, di ba? What else? We want to be able to live healthy. Good intention. I intend to live healthy. Gusto ko talaga, in any situation, energetic ako, athletic ako, kaya kong gawin, hindi ako sakitin. Okay? Some people, ang gusto naman nila, they want to have all the finances needed. Yung hindi naman sobrang nag-uumapaw, pero at least, alam nila, they are debt-free. Wala silang utang. Would you agree that these are good intentions? But the reality is, good intention is not enough. Kasi if the choices that we make is not compatible with the intention that we have, we will still not arrive in our destination. Let me give you an example. Di ba, pagpupunta kayo ng Cubao, sasakay kayo ng jeep or FX papuntang Cubao. That's your intention, di ba? To go to Cubao. Pero no matter how serious are you in your intention to go to Cubao, pero pag ang choice na ginawa nyo, ang sinakyan nyo ay jeep papuntang Antipolo. Kahit pa, naku, serious na serious ako, pupunta akong Cubao. Pero kung Antipolo jeep ang sinakyan nyo, guess what? Saan kayo pupulutin? Sa Antipolo. Diba? It's the same thing. A lot of times, ang daling intindihin when it comes to direction, pero when it comes to life, hindi natin makita na that the choices that we make today is actually going to bring us to a particular destination. It's not enough that we have good intentions now. As we start the same, I do believe no one plans to fail. As we start the same, no one intends to ruin your life. Diba? When you go into a relationship, no one plans na, nako, pupasukin ko to para masira ang buhay naming dalawa. Diba? Ready ka na ba? Siraan tayo ng buhay. Para, wala nagplano nun. But you know what? The decisions that we make today is very crucial. Because we know that the choices that we make today moves us to a particular destination. That is why we need to choose wisely. Diba? You see, if you talk about God, see God, God has good intentions for you. And God has a great destination awaiting for us. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, 29 verse 11, sabi nun, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Ang ganda ng destination ni God para sa atin. If we are here and that is the destination that God has for us, ang ganda. But you know what? what we need to do is to make appropriate or proper decisions and choices so that we would actually get there. Okay? Ngayon, ang tanong, paano ba talaga makakarating doon? Alam mo ba kung ano mangyayari bukas? Diba? There are times na we could consult people, tama po bang gawin to? Diba? That's why we have victory groups here. That's why we ask you, we implore you to be part of a victory group kasi there's wisdom in that kasi nakakapag-bounce ka. Naku, ate, kuya, tama po kayang decision to. Ito po yung plano kong gawin. Is it wise? Is it sound? Would it lead me to my destination? So nagagayad tayo kung tama o mali. Pero there are times, hindi natin alam, kahit yung victory group leader mo, hindi alam kung anong best decision. Sino sa tingin yung nakakalam ng best decision? Si God. Kasi alam, siya yung nag-create ng lahat eh. Siya rin yung may alam nung ending from the beginning. Kumbaga kung yung buhay natin, isang pelikula, ano pa lang, simula pa lang, logo pa lang nung producer, alam niya na yung ending. Ganon katindi si God. No wonder he said this word in the book of Proverbs. This is what he said. Okay, that we are to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, submit to Him and He will make your paths, our paths straight. Diba? Ibig sabihin nun, kasi hindi nga natin mapagkatiwalaan yung judgment natin. Hindi natin mapagkatiwalaan kung tama ba talaga. Is it the right choice? Is it the right decision? So, for us to have the right decision, all we have to do is trust in the Lord, not our own understanding. Kaya tayo lumalapit kay God. Because He knows what is right. He knows how to get from here to there. Okay? Today, or this month, we're actually starting a new year. Probably sa inyo, you said, hindi lang new year to, bagong buhay na ako. But the question is, will we actually reach the desired destination? Will we actually reach to the point na yung planong gusto sa atin ni God? Okay? My encouragement to you is that since our choices moves us to a certain destination or moves us to a destination, choose to trust God. Choose to trust Him. Seek Him. Diba? Kilalanin mo siya. So that when He tells us something, we could actually verify na, Lord, ito nga yung tamang gawin. Okay? Ito yung right decision for me to do. At this particular situation, when I'm faced with my problems in my finances, when I'm faced with my problem with my academics, naku, hirap na ako. There's a risk na babagsak ako pag hindi ko naayos. So ano bang gagawin ko? Mangungopya na ba ako? Papatutor ba ako sa teacher ko? Or sa mga classmates ko? Mag-a-ask ba ako ng help? What do I do? Diba? My hope is that more than any strategy that you're gonna do, more than any plan that you're gonna make, we will first choose to run to God and say that, Lord, I trust you. Please allow me to find wisdom in you. Send people so that it will guide me. Kasi a lot of times what we do is dinidiskartehan natin. Naku, ito yung experience ko na to. Sanay ko na to. This is the best route to do it. But you know what? Pag nag-look back ha, diba? Where you are right now, can you say right now that there are nothing that in your life na sa tingin mo kung maibabalik ko lang, yung pinagsisisihan mo ngayon? Well, we all have those. Sana hindi ko ginawa yun that way. But you know what? We are here right now because of the choices that we made in the past. And there are things na gusto sana natin na improve natin sa sarili natin. Pero guess what? Di na natin maibabalik yung past. But you know what? We could definitely do something about the future. And as we do it, according to God's plan, as we trust God, I'm sure we could do it right. Okay? Trust God in our choices. You see, minsan pinag-iisipan ko dito, di ba sabi ko kanina, when you talk about choices, it is a gift from God. Binigay sa atin ni Lord. Pero have you ever wondered bakit ka binigyan ni Lord ng gift? Di ba pagka birthday mo, pag may nagbigay na regalo sa'yo, it's but natural, di ba? Parang, uy, thank you. Pero halimbawa, ordinary day, tapos may nakabot sa'yo ng regalo. Di ba? Parang mapapaisip ka, bakit? Okay? Bakit? Di ba? Parang mapapaisip ka, bakit niya ginawa yun? You know what? My hope is that we would ask the same question before God. Sabi mo kayo, Lord, I now have this gift of being able to choose. Bakit? Bakit mo ako binigyan ito? You know why? Because God is a loving God. And God loves you so much. God loves us so much. And He wants to have a relationship with you and me. But that relationship is only made possible if we have the ability to make choices. Because the choices that we have allows us to respond to Him out of our own volition. Imagine ninyo kung halimbawa ginawa tayo ni Lord na robot, na every time He would say na, worship, worship, parang, diba, parang, yung wala kang choice, it's not a relationship, okay? It's dictatorship, diba? But what God wants us to have is a response to Him based on our relationship. That is why He gave us a free choice, okay? An ability to do, to decide. Because what He wants is for us to love Him out of our own choice. What He wants is for us to serve Him out of our own choice. What He wants is for us to give to Him out of our own choice. What He wants is for us to give Him our all out of our own choice. That we would choose to do that, all those things, because we love Him. Apart from having that choice, hindi posible yun eh. That's why God gave us a choice. But the reality is, most of the time, instead of loving Him, we choose to do otherwise. We choose to make ourselves happy, kahit pa hindi okay kay God. We choose to nasundin yung mga will natin, kahit pa it's sinful before God. That's the reality, okay? Sino ba sa inyo hindi pa nag-sin kahit minsan? Ako lang, diba? Lahat tayo, may kasalanan na, diba? And that's actually an example, a concrete example that God, or that we tend to choose ourselves before God. That we tend to choose our pleasure before God. But you know what? God is so serious about making you fall in love with Him. God is so serious that He wants to maximize the choice that you have so that you would experience the best in this life. That He made the way so that you would see that you're not just given a choice. We are actually given the gift of making the right choice. And He showed it at the cross. He showed it at the cross. The Bible says at the book of Romans says that, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Because I want you to know that when you look at the cross is actually a picture of a choice. It is a choice. And today, my hope is that we would understand that every time God is actually thinking of you, when He was on heaven and He was thinking, should I go to earth or stay here in heaven? You know what? He made the choice. He said, I'm going to go down on earth so that I would be able to save these people. So that I would be able to help this person, these people, know more about me. When He was here on earth, when He was being persecuted by the people in His time, He was thinking, man, pag nasiraan na ba kayo, yung tipong binaback fight ba kayo, tawag doon? Backbite? Backstab, oh? Backstab boys, di ba? Nakamit na kayo na gano'n. Siya, binabackstab siya ng mga tao sa paligid niya. But you know what? He was probably thinking, should I choose to stay here or go back to heaven? But you know what? He chose to stay. When He was being marred by the people, He was being punched, when He was being tortured, I believe He has a choice there. Pwede niyang itigil yung kidlatan niya lahat yung mga tumitira sa kanya, yung mga nato-torture sa kanya. Huwag niya nang tiisin yung paghihirap na yun. But you know what? He made a choice. He said, I'm gonna endure this. When He was at the cross, the Bible says that He was there suffering. Scholars would even say that it was the most excruciating, most humiliating, and agonizing death one can possibly take. I believe He had the choice when He was there. But you know what He did? He chose to stay there. You know why? Because by choosing to die on the cross, He is actually giving us the ability to make the right choice. Because of the cross, now there is a grace for us to make the right choices. We don't have to keep on losing in this battle. We don't have to keep on making the wrong choices. It starts by making the most important choice in our life. And that is, will I receive Christ? Will I make a decision to live for Him? Will I make a decision to trust Him from this day on? You know what? When God is thinking that He wants to have a relationship with you, He didn't think twice. He said, I'm going all out. I'm going to make this choice. My hope is that today, we will do the same. That Lord, because of your choice, because you have given your all to me, today I will decide. I will choose you. I will choose to surrender to you. Let us pray. We all bow our heads and close our eyes. Lord, thank you, God, for you are the one who enables us to make the right choices in life. Lord, thank you, God, that no one in this room, God, planned or intended, God, to look for you, to seek you. But Lord, thank you, God, because you are the one who choose to search and find all of us, God. And Lord, I thank you, God, because we know that being here, God, yes, we choose to be here, but primarily, God, it is your choice, God, to bring us here, God, because you have a message to us. You want to have a relationship with us. You want to bring us home to you, Lord. And today, God, we just thank you, God, for indeed, as we embrace, Lord, your love for us, you're going to enable us, God, to make the right choices from this day on. I want to pray for a group of people in this room. Probably you are here and you just know you're about to face lots of choices this year. Probably for some of you, you're already in the middle of it. You're in a crossroad. Kailangan mo mag-decide, but it seems like choosing the right thing seems very hard. I believe God is here and God wants to lend you that grace. Grant you that grace to be able to do what is right and to know His will. I want to pray for you. If you're saying that, Pastor, I wanna have that grace to do what is right. I want to have that grace to just obey you in this area of my life. I want to have the grace to choose you more than anyone. I want to pray for you. If that is you, can you just raise your hand? I want to pray for you. Yes, I see those hands. Just raise them up. I want to pray for you. It's you humbling yourself before God. Lord, you see the hands of these people. You know exactly their situations. You know exactly, God, what they're going through. And Father, I pray, God, that you would allow them, God, to encounter your grace, encounter your wisdom, God, that they would know what is right from wrong, what is godly from not. And I thank you, God, that as they choose to follow you, Father, I thank you, God, that you're going to grant them the grace also to be able to stand up, Lord God, for what is right. For them to be able to do what is right, to do things that would honor you, God. And Father, I thank you, God, that as they do so, Lord, you would be the one who would be honored. And you would be the one that would reward them back, God, with your blessings and with your grace. Lord, we receive, Lord God, the breakthrough in our situations. And thank you, Lord, for the guidance.